أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون. إذا أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين. صدق الله العظيم. In the last ayat that we had been discussing, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the maqsad, the objective of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that with a great degree of compassion, love and concern, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should warn the people of Makkah Mukarramah. And despite the fact that there will be some that will not accept, or rather most who will not accept, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued warning them. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about that group of people who will accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message, and those will be the people who followed the advice of the Quran, and they had the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing Allah Rabbul Izzat. In this ayat and the ayats to follow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an incident that had taken place amongst the people of the past, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not sent one messenger, not two, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforced it with three. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the very same theme, that that person that had become affected was the person who feared Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the most, and he accepted the message, whilst by and large many of the people, or most of the people, did not accept the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence Allah says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give them a similitude, an example of the people of the village, of the city. إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ, when the messengers had come to them. Now in the first instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has not specified which city this is, nor did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specify the particular time when this incident had taken place, and nor does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarify who these messengers were. Now from certain narrations, some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Tabi'een, they have come to the conclusion that this was the city of Antakya, Antioch, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent these messengers to this city. And these messengers, there are two groups of ulama with regards to them. One is that they were the direct messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, they were prophets. And there is also a group that believe that they were not prophets that were sent down directly by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but rather they were messengers of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst them, one group have the opinion that they could have been the messengers that were sent by Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam to this group of people. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the kind of mission they had come with, and number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how they were received by their people. إِذَا رُسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ مُثْنَيْنِ. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent two messengers, and then فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. The people had refuted, they denied, they did not accept these two messengers. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the third messenger. In some narrations, the names have been given as Sadiq, Saduq, and Shamum, and some say Shalum. Now, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a very, very important lesson, that look at Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent the two messengers, and then the people had denied these two messengers, yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends the third. The normal of man is this, that if we send one message, we send a second message, and if people don't take heed, then a person generally backs off and leaves it to the people to decide their own fate. But here we can see very clearly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's desire, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system is always to guide mankind. and to bring mankind on the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had sent the third messenger. فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. The very simple message, of course, would have been Tawheed, would have been the oneness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They would have invited these people towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, but together with that, they had also made it very, very clear, إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. Certainly, we have been sent to you. In other words, we are messengers unto you. And this is also another very important aspect. When we look through the seerah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always made it very clear, I am the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because it is compulsory for people to bring iman on the nubuwat of the Nabi. Now no other human besides a Nabi can make such a claim. A wali cannot go and make a claim, I am a wali of Allah, so you have to bring faith in me, or you have to follow what I say. That is not permissible, because that wilayat is good for us, but it is not good for the people, and we do not know when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will snatch it and take it away. So that does not give any precedence for any other person besides the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to categorically and very clearly state that I am a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. These people had fallen into the same trap that the people of Makkah Mukarramah had fallen, and the people before and after them had fallen, and that was that they did not believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send down anyone in the human form to any people or any group of people as a messenger. They had always felt that if any messenger from Allah had to come, then that messenger will be either an angel or another creation of Allah, or perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down some kind of scroll, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a scribe that will write down the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but most certainly it could not be a human. And this is what they said, مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are not a human, but the likes of us, in other words, the very same like we are. وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَانُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And they went on further to deny this, and they said that Allah would have not sent anything. In other words, they did not believe that Allah, the most compassionate, would send down any message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the form of a scripture, not in the form of a kitab, and this was the total denial of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In antum illa takdibun, but certainly you people are liars. قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ. The response to this from these messengers was very simply that if you deny it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb, knows very well that we are most certainly the messengers that have been sent down by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And this was the very categoric statement that most of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had made. And this was the reminder. Allah reminded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from time to time that there is no other responsibility upon us but that we very clearly deliver the message and very openly deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat now draws this comparison with the people of Makkah Mukarramah for our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, it creates comfort in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the system of mankind that no matter how much man is warned, man does not take heed. And for you and I, let us not fall into this trap that we have brought iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us take heed of the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.